Good Sunday morning to you from Radio 1400 KCOW Alliance. Mike Lessinger with you with another edition of our Coach's Corner program. And our Coach's Corner program is a presentation of Accent Chiropractic in Alliance as we welcome Coach Travis Hawk to our microphones as we look at the matchup against the Alliance Bulldogs and McCook Bison. And Coach, it's been a good journey for you, but you made it down, made it home okay, and we'll talk about this game a little bit. Sound good?
Yeah, it was. I'm glad to be here. It was a nice evening down in McCook, and kids played hard. We just come out a little bit short.
I know going in, we were excited about going down there and playing, and I know we've talked about this before, but each and every year, it seems like we get a little closer to them. We just can't quite seem to get over the hump. I don't know if you can say they've got our number, but unfortunately, we just can't seem to break through against them, can we?
Right, well, they're a very good team. You know, you're looking at a team that over the last 10 years has maybe lost a total of 15 games in 10 years, you know, something like that. They're going to lose one or two games a year and very well coached. They've got 65 kids out, sophomore through seniors. They got 32 freshmen out, you know, so it's a very much an athletic minded town. Their facilities are beautiful. You know, the field is just immaculate, how well it's taken care of. And they played in a game there in very heavy rain as well, and you wouldn't even known that it had happened. So it's a nice place to go. They good support for their program, and of course, like I said, they're well coached. And we did a lot of nice things. You know, there was a stretch in the second half where we had three freshmen and three sophomores, and I believe there was three seniors on the field and two juniors. So, you know, you're playing a lot of young kids, and we're not just playing, we're competing, you know, and really we feel like that's a game that we would like to play again. You know, we did have one turnover deep in our half, but we did a lot of good things.
The wind was kind of a factor last night too, and so that maybe played a factor somewhat early, but I think we went against the wind, didn't you, right away, and kind of came out throwing the ball a little bit and made some picked up some nice yardage on your first drive. Didn't end up in a score, but showed that you could move the ball against them.
Right, we really did. I think we took over the ball about the 17-yard line to start the game out and drove out to about their 40. Picked up a couple first downs, and Baden hit Camerzell on an out once, and then we ran the ball and really controlled the line of scrimmage. And to be honest with you, we really ran the ball well all night. Not big gains, but 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. And I thought our line played better. We still got a lot of work to do, but I thought we did a lot of nice things running the ball. And that was important that you know, when we had the ball, we drove. And it was disheartening that when they took over possession of the ball, they first play of the game, they hit a long run. And it was just as simple. We didn't shift over with an unbalanced formation, and there was a seam in the middle of the field, and the kid went for 30 or 40 yards, and they were able to get a score in their first drive.
Unfortunately, like folks know, I was not able to go down and do the game. We had some technical issues and some other things going on here, but did they do anything differently than maybe you anticipated, or everything that you saw or that they did was something that you probably had practiced against and were prepared for them to do?
Right, absolutely. You know, there's one thing that you can't ever simulate in practice, and it's the speed. And it's not so much the speed of their play. We're used to that. We're a very fast team. I think we're a very athletic team. It's how quickly they got up to the ball, because they run their offense is, you know, 5 or 6 plays. They're going to run veer and dive and trap and toss. And what they try to do is out formation you. And so they're really their goal is to outflank you or to get you in a bad formation with a shift where possibly they have you outmanned or you don't shift with them. And we worked on it, and I felt better than ever going down there. But what we weren't prepared for was how quickly they got to the line and shifted. In fact, to be honest with you, it was borderline some illegal shifts, because the rules state, as everybody approaches the ball, you have to come to set for a second. And then a person can go in motion. Well, they definitely were not doing that. And ironically, we got called for an illegal shift once. But it was very quick, and I think that first drive attributed, we weren't quite ready for how quickly they were getting the ball snapped. We had an outside backer that got inside of a 3-receiver set where he got hooked in, and then they shifted over an unbalanced set, and we had a defensive tackle not slide over, and they hit us on a big run up the middle. So, and honestly, in that drive, there was a pass thrown that when it released the quarterback's hands, I thought it was going to be intercepted. And we just didn't make a play on the ball. And that's, it's very disheartening because it's something that we work on. And we just, I would like to see our receiver, our DBs not afraid to take a chance and make a pick.
You know, some opportunities. It sounded right. Like maybe, and it's maybe this is where it's a game of inches, right? Almost, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, there's just so many things. You know, little things like not knocking that pass down or not, you know, that might change the game. Or, you know, a hold call here or there that, you know, we felt like our outside backers were getting, when they're getting hook block, you know, and that's part of the game. What we're talking to our kids is get their hands off you. Mm-hmm. But they were controlling the edge on us. And, you know, if you get one or two of those calls, it changes the game. Mm-hmm. Because now they're looking at second and 20 or second and 25. But, you know, it does come down to a game of inches. But I can't say enough about the kids, how hard I felt they played. I think that you know, we did a lot of nice things up front. We're really coming along with our offensive line. And I think these next three games, I think we have the ability to control the line of scrimmage.
We'll come back and talk more about this McCook matchup here between the Alliance Bulldogs and the McCook Bison in just a moment. Again, I suppose I failed to mention, final score ends up 24-6. Really a good, close, competitive game. And I guess that's all you can ask for is to have some opportunities, Coach, to maybe make some plays. And unfortunately, our only score comes late in the game. But at the same time, again, if some opportunities you take advantage of, those game of inches, again, it might have made a difference.
Yeah, you know, and... we moved the ball consistently. The problem, we were, again, facing a long field. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a very good kickoff team, and their kicker is good enough to place the ball high and inside the five. And, you know, so our returns, we were getting out to they were pinning us inside the 20. So, you know, you have a 60-yard drive that's still only going to get you to about the 20, and you had the win, so you can't kick a field goal. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's one thing that – we've got to work on is giving ourselves a shorter field. And, you know, and the kicking game is something that we just struggle with. You know, we just right now we're not blessed with a bunch of kickers. It'd be nice if we had somebody who could kick the ball through the back of the end zone. But we just don't have that right now.
Well, we'll see if we can. Maybe somebody will be moving into town that played a lot of soccer in their lifetime, like a Kyle Sanders or somebody like that.
But that sounds good.
There you go. In any case, 24-6 was the final. We'll come back. We'll talk more with Coach Travis Hawk in just a moment after you hear this. Again, you're in tune to Coach's Corner here on KCOW, brought to you today by Accent Chiropractic in Alliance. And we'll be back with more right after this for Accent Chiropractic.